everybody. This is Cal Banyan at Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And guess what? We've got Meredith back four in a row here, and we're talking about 10 keys, except we're probably going to give you more, but 10 keys just has such a good ring to it, to client retention. Because you know what? Most of us, serious hypnotists, hypnosis professionals, we're not one-hit wonders that see someone one time and say, well, see you later, and never know how they turned out. We have a process. For us, it's five-path, five-phase advanced transformational hypnosis. And for us to be successful in a powerful and consistent way, we need to have clients remain with us through the process. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Let me tell you a little bit more about Meredith. You hear me singing her praises all the time? Smart, beautiful, Hypno 1%er, office in Los Angeles. If I had friends or family members in Los Angeles that I was referring to for hypnosis, I definitely want them to see Meredith. She is a champion for what we do. She was previously a talk therapist before we got her converted over to the hypnosis world, where we can get powerful, positive changes every single session. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm good, Cal. Thank you so much for all of that. So Cal happens to be somebody I have sent family to, and he sees clients out of the Banyan Hypnosis Center for services and training. I think I might have gotten that right. I don't know. But here in Tustin, California, the beautiful Tustin, California, and I have sent family to see Cal, and I will continue to do so because he is the best of the best, and he trains the best of the best. He's the reason that we have Five Path. Really an amazing process. If you have not yet learned about it, looked into it, taken the course, please check it out. And he's the reason that we have Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, the beautiful self-hypnosis process that you can teach classes, you can teach one-on-one to your clients, really affects so much positive permanent change in clients. It's just something that I practice every single day and love and honor. He's the author of many books. He is the reason that we do these free training videos week in and week out. Thank you so much, Cal.
Wow. You know, as you talk, I just write and I take notes. I'll tell you what. Thank you very much. As we were talking, it reminded me of something I haven't talked about in a long time. You know, did you know that we have all of these podcasts, the first 303 different volumes, the first 100, the second 100, the second, then the third 100, and get them on CD. And you know what? Then you can just pop them in the car as you're driving around, listening to us, talking about hypnosis. In some of my podcasts, I talk about this concept of garbage in, garbage out. It's a computer science term. And so often we use the computer as a model of the mind. And I turn that on its head and I say, gold in, gold out. And so much of how we think, how we feel, and what we do in each day has to do with the information that we are being bombarded with 18 plus hours a day. And what we have to do is to take control of that input so that we can control our output. And so you can use podcasts like these, positive books, all these kinds of things to keep that information coming in. This is especially important in two parts of your professional life. Immediately upon graduation from a certification course, because it's very easy to be all excited, and then you go through the course, and then you can just kind of like, oh, that was interesting, and then get caught up in the next thing that happens. But when you have programs like the Hypnosis, Etc., either on computer or on CD, so you can put it in your CD player in your car, or you can download them to your MP3 player, then you can keep this positive gold going in so that you have behavioral gold going out and you can be more successful. All right, thank you for letting me have those few moments. Tell me, what are we talking about today?
So we are wrapping up this 10-key series, 10 key to client retention. This is a series that came about because we had a bunch of different, a guy got some questions and we saw different postings, different places about the frustration of losing clients partway through a process. And so it was the perfect time to bring the 10 keys to client retention out to the world. And we are going to wrap up this series, this podcast. We've already covered 1 through 9 and we're getting into 10, and we actually have a couple bonus ones for you. We may even have a couple more, who knows, by the end of this podcast. You just never know what's going to come out of Cal's brain. So if you haven't watched the first 3 in this series, please go back and watch them now. But just to give a really quick recap of what we just covered in the last podcast, number 7, end the session feeling good. You want to end the session for your client in a good feeling space, helping them to know what the benefits are of doing this work and to know really why they just went through that experience of experiencing maybe some pain through the age regression or forgiveness work. And number 8, you want to be working on what the client comes in for. You want to actually help them to see and help them to know that you take their desires seriously and you are actively working towards helping them reach their goal. Number 9, you want to use convincers because you want to make sure that they know that they were hypnotized. What a tragedy would it be if you lost your client just because they thought they weren't hypnotized because of some misperceptions or something like that. So now we're ready to get into 10 key number 10.
All right. May I take it?
You may.
All right. So, but everything we've been talking about up to this point is either before the hypnosis session or during the hypnosis session. We'll talk about 2 or 3 different things that you can do after the hypnosis session to help make sure that you retain that client so that they can complete the work, so they can get the success you want. So, number 10, after the session, end on a positive note and point out the accomplishments. Point out how they've changed. So typically, they'll open their eyes and they say, look at me, and you do feel good, don't you? Because at that moment, when they're emerging, they're doing kind of an assessment about how they feel and see if there's anything that's been changed. And so at that point, I will once again have them say, I'll say, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. Because what that does is it takes the change that happened in the hypnosis session and how they believe things are and how that makes them feel. It takes and transfers that change into the emerged client's experience. It's like they take ownership of it in the normal, natural state of consciousness. Because there's a few clients that will think, well, of course I said I've changed in this positive way, thinking this and feeling that. But I was in hypnosis then. Now I'm emerged. I'm not sure if I feel that way. So as soon as they emerge, you want to say, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I know. They put an ending on it. I've changed because now I feel. They put an ending on it. And they'll say very similar things to what they said when they were in hypnosis. So those insights, those shifts are now being accepted by the grown-up aspect of the adult who is in the emerged state. And another thing I like to add is, put an ending on this. No, I don't always say it that way. I'll say, are you stronger or weaker because of what's happened? And they'll always say stronger. So now they've changed in this positive way in how they think. They've changed in this positive way how they feel, and they now say, I am stronger. I'll say, take your attention to that part of your body or used to feel, whatever the negative feeling was, and I'll say, how do you feel in there now? And they'll say, oh, I feel like the old feeling's gone, or I feel lighter. Or if you've done really, really good work, they'll say, gosh, I feel like a power in there, or I feel confident, or I feel grateful for the change that's happened. This kind of client is going to do a couple of things. One, they are going to come back because you told them they needed to come back. And see, they might say in the mind, you know, I think I'm over this problem. But you know what? Cal Banyan has done so much for me and he's been right so far. And if he says I need to do another session, I'm going to be there. Besides, at the end of the sessions, I feel so good, so empowered, so strong, so confident that they want to come back. And the other thing that that will do for you is they will be talking about you in very powerful ways, which will encourage their friends and family members to come and see you. So what do you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, well, I feel like people are very black and white. And one of the things that happens with clients is if they don't have the extreme change, they sometimes will go to that space of thinking that they don't have change. So when you use some of these tools that I've changed because now I know, are you feeling stronger or weaker, it helps them to find the gradient change, the percentage of change that they have had, that they do feel, that they have experienced within themselves. So they can celebrate the smaller wins and not be focused on these extremes, which are much harder to attain in a single session. So you can ramp them up to that extreme change over the course of the process, while each session helping them to see that they are making progress.
Yeah, and some people will even say, yeah, I do feel better. I don't know if I'm all the way there yet. And I'll say something, that's right. I'm not done with you yet, but you definitely do feel like maybe for the first time ever in your life, you're really making substantial progress. Isn't that right? Yes, I am. Good. Anything else about that topic, number 10?
Yeah, I mean, I like to tell people that, you know, change sometimes really for humans is more of a shifting. It's a shifting into change, and it's not, we're not like light switches. We're not just on and off. So yes, you are shifting into change now, and you're further along than you were before, and each session you're just going to go further and further towards that change you desire.
Beautiful. All right, number, I don't know, should this be number 11 or should it be a bonus?
Bonus number one.
Okay, our first bonus thing that you can do. And I'll let you do this one, Meredith.
Beautiful. So you want to, this is so simple, but so very important. You want to confirm their next appointment. So at the end of your session, you want to check in. So I've already got you scheduled for this date at this time. Is that still good for you? And if they don't already have something scheduled, of course, you're going to be scheduling them. Hopefully, if you did what we talked about in key number two, you actually did set them up for multiple appointments already. So this is just a confirmation, but you want to go ahead and be sure to schedule them if you haven't already. And in that moment, pay attention to how the client is responding, because that may be an opportunity for you to clear up some misperception or have a short discussion that might make the difference in them coming for that next appointment or blowing it off. Because you can typically tell by the way that they react to that question, that confirming of that next appointment, what their state of mind is in that moment, at least, about coming for a next appointment. Right, Cal?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things you could do at this point is you can just look at them and say something like, you do see how, you can see now how this is a process, right? And they say, yes. And now they've kind of made the commitment to the process anew. You say, good, okay, we're going to confirm. And the important word is confirm, not make the appointment. And you just offhandedly say, and you do see now how this is a process, don't you? Yes. And when they say that, they've made another commitment to the process. Good. All right, anything else on that one?
I think we covered it.
All right, pretty simple. And then number 12, I like to do this. They're so amazed, right? And you say, you know what? You ain't seen nothing yet. Next session is gonna be 5-10 times more powerful than this one. Now, if they've just gone through a very tough session, like an age regression session, I'll add, not 10 times more difficult, 10 times more powerful, because we've got a momentum of change now. So, boy, you're gonna really be looking forward to that. So that's a very nice way to get that mental, that expectation that wow, this was valuable. Next time is going to be even more valuable. I don't want to miss out on that. You want to add anything to that, Meredith?
Yeah, so that's exactly what I say as I'm emerging my clients in every single session, except for maybe the last session. And then, you know, I'll find some other way to say that so that they are absolutely recognizing that not only are they creating change for themselves and am I creating change for them, but that it's going to keep on getting better and better and better each time. And, you know, people really respond powerfully to that. And I've never had the experience where someone has come back and said, well, you said it was going to be 10 times more powerful, and it really wasn't. That has never, ever happened. It's a suggestion. It's a suggestion when they're in hypnosis. And the truth is, the work that we do does add up exponentially. So it's certainly a truth, and it's certainly going to implant that awareness into their mind that there is going to be further benefit if they keep coming. So they have a reason to keep investing themselves, their time and their money. And, you know, kind of going through some of the challenge of the process, because ultimately what they want is that benefit at the end. That's why they came to you in the first place, and they know that it's worth it going through all of it if they're going to get that benefit.
Exactly. You know, I'm going to throw in one more bonus, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Hey, do you know, almost all of my clients, and I say almost because it's really all of them, but there's possibility that maybe I wouldn't. Every single one of my clients learns seventh path self-hypnosis. And seventh path self-hypnosis is, again, a process. The first five recognitions, which are the specific hypnotic suggestions that they give themselves, which we call the basic recognitions, those are typically given during the five or six sessions that we give a client. And the first five recognitions are really the recognitions they need to work on themselves generally and to give themselves suggestions for specific changes that they want to make. Seven path suggestions, or as we call them, recognitions, because they're not just simply direct suggestion, they are hypnotic suggestions they give themselves that resonate with issues of the past, which causes them to recognize things about themselves that are very positive and causes them to have insight. And insight causes permanent change. So as I am doing that, all the recognitions, 1 through 9, with the first five being basic, have short forms and full forms. When they first start learning Seven Path, I'm going to give them a booklet that explains a lot about Seven Path and what each one of the recognitions does and a place for them to write them down. And what happens is a certain number of my clients will want to get the recognitions in not just in the short form, but the full forms. And the full forms are a little bit more difficult to do, just a little bit, but they make the insights come in a more powerful way, and it makes the process work more quickly. And then some of my clients also will want to get the advanced recognitions, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the only way that they can get these recognitions is to come with continued, to come back for more sessions. And so not only do they get to master this form of self-hypnosis where they can continue to work on anything they want, then they also have to, it reinforces our relationship and that we work together and that I'm always there for them. And it makes it very easy for us to then move into, they'll say, gosh, I want to get the rest of the recognitions. And I can look at their paperwork and said, yeah, what? And you also wanted, you came with this list of things you wanted to do, and we got rid of your, let's just say for fun, fear of spiders. You also said you wanted to, not be snacking so much. You'd like to increase your exercise behavior, and you'd like to be more calm around your kids or something like that. I says, as I'm giving you these additional recognitions, we'll also continue to work through this list. And so then the 6-session client becomes perhaps a 20-session client. You become more like, and there's this new term consulting hypnotist, someone that they consult with on a regular basis to make these ongoing improvements in their life. It might have started off with something that was imperative, like they had to get rid of the spider fear because they're taking their son camping and they don't want to see a spider and embarrass themselves by running away and screaming. But then once they understand the effectiveness of the hypnosis, then they want to continue to learn how to use hypnosis on themselves. Then they want to move through different issues. And then later on, they want to use it to improve their golf game. And you really become the consulting hypnotist, the hypnotist consultant for that individual. And once you've trained someone to think that way, that this is my hypno coach, consultant, that kind of thing, rather than the hypnotherapist, which implies that there's something wrong with them, that needs to be fixed. Instead, we are someone that is an expert in hypnosis that can use them to go from bad to good and then good to great. What do you think about that, Meredith?
I love it. And that's exactly how I operate in my practice. And I believe that's why people keep coming back time and time again. I mean, as far as the seventh path goes, you're right on. My clients love it. It feels good. It's an opportunity for them to connect with themselves, with their breath, with their higher power, and to get positive permanent change on a regular basis. It's a tool they can use on their own, which they really value, and it offers so much value to them. And, people like to kind of make progress, so they don't want to kind of just stop with the fourth or the fifth recognition. They kind of do want more. So even if they, for whatever reason, didn't think they had anything else to work on, I've had clients come back and get multiple recognitions and some direct suggestion in the hypnosis, and it feels really nice to be able to get that. But, who doesn't have a little something else to work on ultimately, right?
That's right. I remember this one person, I don't know where I heard this, she said, everybody's got a something. Everybody's got a something, And like they might look really good on the outside, driving the right kind of car, having the right kind of haircut, wearing the right kind of jeans. But this one lady, I think it was somebody's Jewish mother, said, yeah, but everybody's got a something, right? And we know that inside of us, there's always something that has held us back in some way. And if we could overcome that, then we could just do so much better in life. And once we overcome that issue, then why not just start knocking them down left and right? By the way, folks, if you're interested in learning more about 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, go to 7thPathSelfHypnosis.com, and I've got a free lesson on there, and you can learn how to begin to start using 7th Path Self-Hypnosis. In fact, I might put together a package just for this episode about some podcasts, a package of a volume of the podcast on CD, and the 7-Path Self-Hypnosis package for learning 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. All right, how are we doing on time, Meredith?
We are out of time, in fact, Cal, once again.
Hey, it's been a blast.
Yes, it has.
All right, good. So I'm having so much fun. We miss Celeste. Gosh, we sure do. And I'm so glad I still have you and that Brenda has stepped up to the plate. And so we can keep the tradition of getting some very excellent free hypnosis training out there around the world forever to hypnotists. We'll be long gone someday, and they're going to be watching these videos somewhere, maybe even on other planets. Oh, I'm such an optimist. All right, wrap it up.
Well, thank you guys so much, all of you who contributed, who are watching to this podcast series. I really hope you've enjoyed it, gotten something out of it. Please continue to contribute to this community of education by submitting your comments and questions, topic ideas. We love, love, love to hear them and to cover them. So you can email them directly to me, Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can post them down there on calbanion.com. You can post them in our Hypnospace in the Ask Cal group. You can post them on Facebook /hypnosis ETC. Oh my goodness, so many ways to get in touch with us. We really look forward to seeing you at the convention and hearing more from you in this beautiful community we've created online. Let's become the best of the best if we aren't already. Meredith Locker signing off.
Oh, Meredith, you inspire me. You inspire everyone. Thank you all, and I hope to see you in class. We got the July class coming up, but it's probably going to be like maybe only one or two seats left, or maybe even full. Oh, by the way, remember that we offer our classes online over the internet. And this is so fantastic because you could be anywhere in the world where you have a good internet connection, and you can be in our class live, just like the on-site students. You can be off-site, so maybe you'd want to check into that. All right, I think I'm done. See you at the convention. See you at Solid Gold. See ya, gosh, just out there riding my Harley. Bye for now. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.